Okay, so today's stuff we've done is Chaf Aleph, and the way we ended it, I was really kind of in mid-sentence. I didn't realize this. I made a mistake. But Rav Abba says that the Torah put Kibud Av V'Em and Shiluach HaKen to explain it. Same because through them, because just they both have, you take the lightest of light, the most extreme mitzvahs, and to show that the schar of them are both the same. Okay, so I'll just show you here. Let's go over one more time. Amrav Abba Kahana, Hishva Hakatuv Mitzvah Kalashabakalot Shabakalot Mitzvah Chamor Chamorot. Mitzvah Kalashabakalot, that's Shiluach HaKen. Mitzvah Chamor Chor, that's the Kibud Av V'Em. V'im B'Shteim Kativ Harach Te'amim. And both of them, it says, you have a long life. Okay, this is talk about the fact we're concealing the schar of mitzvahs. You don't know, either you don't know where Chaim is from, or we said that really Chaim is from all mitzvahs. Fine, the Torah points to both extremes. However, Amar Amon says, Ma'im Davar Kapriat Chov, Ktiv Balamana, Yitav Lach Balaman, Yarichun Yamecha, Davar Sheyesh Bochisro Vesikun, and Nefashot Lo Kol Shekein. He says, but one second, if for something that's like Kapriat Chov, you're indebted to your parents, you get Harachet Yamim, you could just simply learn from what? You could simply learn from Kibud Av V'Em, and that would be sufficient. You don't have to have the other extreme, if you like, of Shiluach HaKen, you just little one to the and that would be enough to learn the whole thing. That's what we learned, says that's what we said last time. Okay, that's kind of how we ended it. However, the Gemara now ends, it's Amar of Levi Vahid Rabbanin, which is Klomar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Lama Lo Yalef, why doesn't he learn it from Kibud Av V'Em Letzor? And the Korbanator says, it says, because Gadolu Davashu Kapriat Chov, be Davashu Eino Kapriat Chov, meaning because something that has a priyat chov is considered even more chashuv, more gadol. Meaning, you might think that, like, the fact that I have to, it's a mitzvah, de'it be'nami mitzvah, the priyat chov. In other words, not just a mitzvah, I'm also obligated to pay off, if you like, a debt. And it might be a reason that you can't learn from Kibud Av V'Em because you should get a reward of harachat yamim and all these other things. In other words, that can't be, if you like, the prototype for the rest of it. Okay? For all the mitzvahs on its own, that's why you need both Kibud Av V'Em and Shiluach HaKen together. I hope that was clear, right? That's the flow of the Gemara. That's a really harsh should have ended this year last time. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Kishem shematan tzcharam shaveh, kach puranotan shaveh. Just as the Torah took these two extremes, if you like, and showed that the reward is the same, so too it showed the punishment is the same as well. Why? Because ainti lag la'av v'tavoz likhat em. That the I, if you like, that mocks the father and mocks, if you like, the mother as well. Ain shilega al kibuda ubizat and degraded them, if you like. Lotikach and also degraded what? The lotikach emabanim. Those are two references to the psukim. It's saying yikru orveinachal yikruuha. That's continuation of the pasuk. The orveinachal, the orim, the crows will gouge them out. Yavo orev shu achzari vikrina veloya mimena. The cruel animal will gouge them out, v'yachlu, and the eagle, Yavonesh, who Rahman, that is really merciful by nature, v'yachlena, and will consume them, v'yanememena, and will get hana from it. So how does this work? I'll show you the Korban HaEda. He says, Yavo orev yinakereno, and he won't get any benefit from the what he's done. In other words, kasher hu achsari, because he's cruel, v'lo hinhig, because the individual, this is mida kenege mida, that this individual who has been achbarai by not giving kibud av v'em, v'yachlenu b'neshe shu be'emet rachmani banav, that who is generally has rachamim on its children, k'dichtiv k'neshe ya'ir kino or gavzo yarchef, like hovers over its chicklings, right? V'yiframi mi shu achsari, and will pay out for someone who's cruel, v'lokeach em abanim, will also give a punishment to someone who takes a mabanim. Al she'oseh mitzvah atzmo, Rachman yoter mekadosh baruch hu v'omer she'ein rotzeh lishloach em. This is beautiful. In other words, because he's making himself more merciful by saying, look, I don't want to give off, it's cruel to the mother. I don't want to do this mitzvah. You're making myself more Rachmanus mekadosh baruch hu, so the bird that is the Rachaman by nature will come and consume this individual. Okay? The pasuk itself is making reference to, again, not only two extremes, sharing, if you like, the same schar, but if you mevazit these two mitzvahs, they mention the same pasuk regarding the punishment as well. In other words, we don't know matan scharan shel mitzvahs. We don't know. It's interesting because the Torah does tell us isurim. The Shaarei Teshuvah talks about this. That's why he says in order to do tshuva for a mitzvah, you have to appreciate the severity of the mitzvah, and that's what the Torah goes and talks about. That's why he lists, if you like, the severity of a lot aseh. Like Lot Lapsa, and because of all severity of the different types of Averas and the punishment associated with them, so you can do tshuva for it. Right? But here it seems to be sharing a similar message that we don't You don't know the true extent of a schar mitzvah. You don't know the true extent, really, of an aveira. That's what it sounds like. That's why I bring the two together, I assume. Okay, anyway, let's continue. Rav Yonai says this for Rav Yonatan, Havu Yatvin, they were sitting. Ata Achad Bar Nash, an individual came. Venashak Riglui the Rav Yonatan and came to kiss the feet of Yonatan. Amar le Rav Yonai, Mativo hu shalem, shalem lacham min yomi. What did you do for this individual? He's coming kissing your feet. So Amar le Chazban one time, Ata Kavuli al Bere. He came to complain about his son, De Yezunine, to that he should support him. The father was starving, the son seemed to have some cash or some assets and the like, and he was complaining that the son should be able to support him. Vamrit Le Izla said, Izl tzu kanishta eloi, go and mevaza this individual in the base in the shul that is not looking after his father. So influence him through basically publicly shaming in order to do so. So and therefore what happened is end up supporting him, and this father was forever grateful. Now, so Amarle, so the response, however, was Barav Yanai, V'lama lo kaftune? Why didn't you force him to? So Amarle, V'kofin, can you force about regarding this mitzvah? Meaning, this is what's called a mitzvah. The way Reb Chaim explained this when we did this in Masechta Peah is that this is a mitzvah to say, it's a positive mitzvah, kibud av va'em, that has matan scharam bitzida, that has a reward in the Torah, and we're generally not kofer an individual for someone's not doing a mitzvah asay, that the matan schar is mufrash in the Torah. So Amar Leva dined at the zul, really, you still hold that position, you could have forced him. So Chazar be Rav Yonatan ve kavashmu mishmei. Right? In other words, at the end, he was chozer, and he put a teaching out in that effect that you can force a child to look after the parents. Now, what's interesting here is how does this tie into the whole machlok we saw above regarding Michel Mi, Michel Av, or Michel Aben? Nachon? So, if it's you say Michel Haben, it makes a lot of sense why you're forcing him. However, the Reb Chaim said back in Masechta Peah that even if you say that's Michel Av, that's only if the Av has money. But if the Av is bankrupt, he has nothing, then everyone agrees. You would have to do Michel Aben, and that's clearly what the situation was in this case. Okay, that's why it's not it's not even brought as a proof in the debate Michel Aben. Okay, Ata Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman said b'shem Yonatan, shekofin et ha-ben lazun et ha-av, that also that he said in Rav Yonatan, this is kavosh mishmei, as we said, that you can that you one would force. One could force a son to support the father. So Amrav Yossi, Halavai Havinan, Havien Koshmoti, Barinli Kahada. He said, Halavai, he's almost like, it would be wonderful if all my teachings were as clear to me as this one, Shekofenet Av Lazonet Aben, that one can force a son to support the father. Okay, the Marana says, Eil Mitzvah Seshaz Mangrama, what is a mitzvah, that positive mitzvah, this time bound that we send the mission to Midnashim Mapturah from? They are Sukkah, Shofar, Lulav, and Tefillin. All things are Tefillin is mitzvah by day. Although there's other mitzvahs that are dependent by the chag. Okay. So by the way, when I said by tefillin is a mitzvah by day, it says either it's a mitzvah by day, or it's also even if there's a shid that said maybe it's a mitzvah by night as well. Nonetheless, Yom Tov is not zman tefillin, so it's still time bound, even if not time within a particular day, also duration. Okay. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, Ezul mitzvah secha shelo zman grama. What would that be? Kagon aveda. Meaning, Hashavat Aveda is a positive mitzvah that's not time bound. Women are chayvin. Shloach haken. Ma'akeh, putting up a railing on the roof. And here it says, Vitzitzit. However, as Shimon says, Patu anashim mitzitzit. What's a machlok where the nashim are patu rechayvin mitzitzit? Why? Because according to Shimon, it's mitzvah seshah, it's man grama. So Amar Lehen, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Ein atem modim li sha mitzvah da seshah, it's man grama. Why sharei ktsut laila patu min atzitzit? Now, interesting here, there's a debate, by the way, in Rinner Shonim, in terms of what is it about tzitzit that is patur and chayev. Here, the Gemara seems to be much like the Rosh, the simple reading of Gemara, that it's talking about ksut laila is patur. So, night wear is patur, whereas day wear is chayev. Okay? As opposed to, the Rambam says, daytime is chayev and nighttime is patur. Okay, we're kind of machmir like both, lahalacha, right? In other words, day garments that you wear at nighttime, you'd still have to put tzitzis, like the Rosh. But if you're wearing a night garment during the day, you'd still have to wear tzitzis like the Rambam. I think that's how we're machmir in general. However, the Gemara now says so. But the Gemara seems says that alone, even if it sounds like tzut laila patur min tzitzit, that's enough to define this as being a time-bound mitzvah. Even though we're taught it's a din in the beged, according to Rav Shimon. However, Rav Hillel says time of the Rabban and Shechen im yuchedet leyom v'lalayla. No, if you've got a garment that's miuchad for day and night, she chayiv b'tzitzis, it's chayiv in tzitzis, and that's enough. The Chachamim to say it's not a time bar mitzvah. That's like the simple reading of the sugya. You can in terms of how do you miyashiv this with Rambam and other pieces. That's a matter for further discussion. But we'll leave it for now. Okay, Amar Rav Elazar pischan nashim. Now here we're going to do a girsa change like the Korban Eidah. The Korban Pesach of women is a chova, meaning, and therefore, it's a chiyuv for women to bring Korban Pesach, but dochen and the Shabbos, and therefore override Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achas says, B'shem Rav Elazar, no, pischan shanashim v'shal avadim is actually a reshut. The ein, and because it's a reshut, meaning it's not a chiyuv, but they can do it, therefore, ein dochen and the Shabbos. So, meaning if they're going to bring their own Korban, you wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't, and they want to bring their own, they would, and it wasn't Shabbos, it wouldn't override Shabbos. Okay, because only if it's a chiyuv. Now the Gemara is, okay, that's the case, matzatan. What about their, by the way, it's important to bring this pasuk just for now, but why is it nashim chova? So if you look at the third line, the korban, the korban eid, p'sichach nashim chova v'dochenet ha-shabbos, says midichtiv b'michsat nefashot, meaning it doesn't say anashim in the pasuk, it says nefashot. So that it seems to imply also isha b'mashma. V'kevan d'chova hi, because it's the chiyuv, therefore, it's Docha Shabbos, so it's like men bring a Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. That's Shita. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks, okay, what about Matzah? Is it a Chiyuv or a Reshut for women? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, what's a Chova? It is a Chova. Now, the question is, the debate is that according to who? Meaning, Reb Zira says it's actually a Machloket, meaning it is, just as we saw a Machloket above between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achas and then Rabbi Lazar. So too, it's a machlok. Now the Korban Pesach is tied to Matzah, is tied to Korban Pesach. Rav Hillel says no divra kol. Everyone says it's a chiyuv for women no matter what, even if Korban Pesach is a reshut. So menin mesay ledin or menin mesay ledin. We've got it seems to be proof for both. Menin mesay the Reb Zira because it says chazer, which is verse maro matzah and Pesach. Laila rishon the first night is a chova. Uveshar kol yamim it's a reshut. Okay, so however. Korban Eidah inserts here. The Girsa Rabbi Shimon Amer Ba'anashim Chova Ubanashim Reshut. Okay. Now, what are we talking about? So, if you have a look, it says, continue the Korban Eidah, it says, V'chinu Babavli Psachim Perek Aisha, Umidekama Tanakam Bavshar Kol Yamim Reshut. The fact that the Tanakama says in the other days, it's a Reshut, Shmamida de Matzo Mararkai. That's talking about Matzo Marar, because there's no Pesach, the Pesach Koshani Mi'ika. And if va'ala kama hadar Rabbi Shimon af berishon to kama chov manashim hu dahave, aval benashim it's a reshut. Shmamida pligi tana tanai af matzah. So it seems to be there's a machloket tanim even with matzah as well. Okay, so you can see in other words the fact that it says in other words when he says it's referring to a reshut, it seems to be it's machloket regarding everything. Okay, that's the point. That's the point of the Korban Eidah. Fine, full stop. Now we've got the next one. Sorry. Manim Mesayler of Hillel. So you've got a proof of Hillel that it's actually Divra Kol. How so? Ne'mar lo tochal alav chametz. V'ne'mar shivat yamim tochal alav matzot lechemani. Lechemoni, sorry. So we've got Isur v'ini chametz connected mitzvah asa v'ini matzah. Etch hu babal tochal chametz haray hu bakum achol matzah. V'nashim haray hen babal tochal chametz. In other words, anyone who is not allowed to eat chametz is chayv in matzah. So to see women, since when it comes to mitzvot, I say it doesn't matter if it's a mangrama or lot. Women it applies to women. So too, it's the mitzvah eating matzah applies. So Gemara Sevatin and call mitzvah seichah as mangrama and shim chayvim and hashim pturot. But once again, isn't a mitzvah seichah as mangrama? So Amar Mana chomer hu mitzvah asay shiba mikoach lot asay. Why? In other words, since it's connected to the mitzvah lo taseh, this is an exception to the rule. So va'ate kamanda, and therefore this whole flow must be ate demanda amar pischan shor nashim reshut. So this must be now. Let's just understand this carefully. If this whole mahalacha sugya we just read now was according to Shita that said Korban Pesach nashim is a chova, then you don't need a special drush why matzah is a chubah because of petzah of matzah morim mechlul. The whole mitzvah of matzah is connected to Korban Pesach. The fact that we bring another drush from elsewhere to prove that women are chayiv in matzah must mean that Korban, it's according to the shita that says by Korban Pesach, it's a reshut. Ah, so therefore you see that despite the fact that it can be machloka baba korban pesach where the toshoto chova by matzah divrei kol chova. So that's why it seems to support Rav Hila. Okay, so whereas the first, if you like, the first proof would seem to show that it's a machloket, that seems to support Rav Zira, and it seems to show that lukul alma it is a chova. Okay, let's continue. Tani, ha'isha osa pesach rishon atzma v'asheni tfeila lacharim divrei Rabbi Meir. When it comes to pesach rishon, chiyu banashim. When it's Pesach Sheni, it's a reshut. That's why it's Tfeila Anashim, means she can do. She does it along with, if you like, other Parva Chabura, if you like, if you want to do Pesach Sheni, but not on her own. Reb Yossi Amar, Aisha Osa Pesach Sheni Latzmash. No, she can do it on her own. And Tzrich Lomar Rishon. In other words, it's a chiyuv for both. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, no, Isha Osa Pesach Rishon Tfeila Acharin, Ve'ein Osa Pesach Sheni. He says, no, when it comes to Pesach Rishon, even that's just a reshut. Not a chiyuv for nashim, but therefore it's not shayach in Pesach Sheni at all. So what's the proof? My time with the Rebbe Meir. So he says because it says ish se lebeit avot. This whole pasuk, by the way, just to get a tibur kol lemor basol lechodesh v'ikul ish se lebeit avot se lebeit. Double lashon se lebeit avot se lebeit. Now this pasuk actually refers to. We saw this back in Masechta Challah. The Reb Chaim points out that even though this pasuk actually is talking about Pesach Rishon or not Pesach Sheni, since we've already learned the chiyuv of nashim from Michsat Nefashot, therefore he applies this pasuk to teach us something else that we don't know, which is Pesach Sheni. That's how he understands the drash. So therefore the pasuk says celebrate abot v'imratzu celebrate imratzu labait. So what's labait? Bait refers to the nashim. So just to explain, in other words, you've got the chiyuv. I'll just show, you know, I could just show you in the Korban Eda actually. Here, isa labot haynu ish, which is charim, umichtiv labayit mashmet imratzu anashim osot afilu atzman. Okay, veisha nikre bayit, as we says, keda amar Rabbi Yossi krati lishti beiti. So the bayit is a reference to women. So shel beit avod is chiyuv anashim, veimratzu len. The second pasuk is labayit. However, my time with Rabbi Yossi says, no, ish se la beit avot, kol sheken la bayit, which means as follows. He understands se la beit avot, se la bayit includes nashim anyway. So when it doubles down and says se la bayit at the end, se la beit avot, sorry, includes nashim anyway, se la bayit, then when it continues, is tkova le mechova. So he understands, by nashim it's a chiyuv, Pesach Sheni. However, my time with Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, ish lo isha. That pasuk you're talking about Korban Pesach is talking about Ish specifically and not Isha. Ah, but the pasuk we said before, we Mitzak Nefashot, by Korban Pesach Rishon also says, sorry, Ish as well. But you don't say women, you said, but women's a Rishut. No, because Mitzak Nefashot is Merab them to the Rishut, they're able to be, if you like, be part of a Korban Pesach. Okay. By the way, it's important to understand that there has to be reshut, because otherwise, because you can't be part of a Korban Pesach, you're not considered part of the Menuyav, you're part of the Chabura. So in order to be part of a Chabura, you have to at least be able to bring it to reshut. Okay, so just to summarize the Shittot we've seen, Pesach Rishon, it seems to be, according to two of the three Shittot, it's a Chiyuv for Nashim and a Reshut, according to Rabbi Shimon. And when it comes to Pesach Sheni, it's a three-way machlok. Rebbe Meir says it's Reshut, Rebbe Yossi says it's Chova, and Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, says it's actually they're not shaykh to it at all. So Gemara says, Ma mekayim Rabbanan, what do Chachamim do with the pasuk with the word Ish? Okay, so at first you shito when it says Ish, says then that's Prat Lakatan. It doesn't come to Mamat a woman like Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, but rather it's excluded Katan. So what type of katan we're talking about? Importantly, here we're talking about this is like every bar mitzvah boy's bar mitzvah drasha who's born like in the month of Iyar, that refers to someone that katan the group became a gadol bein Pesach Rishon the Pesach Sheni. Meaning if he was born if he became a gadol then since he was patam Rishon Pesach Rishon he doesn't do Pesach Sheni. Now that's a machloket we saw back in Masechta Pesachim I believe, but that's according to the shita that it's. That Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin for Rishon. It's a makeup of Rishon. If you want Shaykh to Rishon, you want Shaykh to Sheni. Okay. The Gemara says no. Afilu kaman demar chova shnia ish adavar mesuyam shelo ikva adavar chova. Now, this is very interesting. What this means is as follows. This really relates to what we were seeing. We learned the Sugi Mr. Chala, but this is referring to a separate Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says in Psachim that It's a discussion of Shachat Le'aviyah or Ba'ala, meaning the whole the woman that after she gets married. Remember the Mishnah I was talking about is what if the father shechts for a Korban Pesach, the husband shechts for a Korban Pesach, whose Korban is she part of? That was a discussion we had there, straight after marriage, and going forward. So that seems to suggest you might think that Mishnah is going to the Shita that it's a Rishut, Pesach Rishon. So, because why are you mentioning the father did it for her, the husband did it for her? So Gemara says no. Even that Mishnah could be according to the Shita that it's a chiyuv. So because chova, what does this mean? The Korban says as follows: it says pischan shanashim work. Why? Because as we if you remember, we learned in Masechta Pesachim that you can't make a chabur of just nashim and avadim of the various concerns we discussed then. Kach, you might think that ain osim chaburot nashim v'scharim. If we get a chabur of nashim on their own, people might think, oh, then women can only be. You can't make women and men together. We have to be very frum, have a mechitza down the thing, everyone have different korban up for that each side of the family. No, miu im. So therefore, davka miu im eni achol lishchot im avi ol ba'ala shochti en atzma. So therefore, we have to teach that that's not the case. That's why we davka make a chabura anashim v'nashim, so people don't think that you can that only nashim levad. Okay, let's continue. Gemara says. This is referring to other mitzvot that and women aren't part of. We said that's peyot and also shaving if you like with a blade, and also not becoming tamei if she's a bat kohen. The Mara says isyamar, and that's pulling out hair like in the morning, like ripping out hair. Okay, so my timer, why does it not apply to her? Because it says loikukolcha, meaning. Because the pasuk says, "Barosham upat," there's local called Barosham upkatzkam lokaleichu. It seems to have a hekesh in the pasuk between the issue of shaving and the corners of the beard, along with bald, pulling one's hair out. Then you might think they're connected together. It's etchesh nabapatzke zaken yesh nabbekorcha. Since the one mitzvah doesn't apply to neither does the other. And furthermore, it says banim. What do you mean banim v'lo banot? So because the pasuk begins banim atem Hashem l'koyechem lo itekledugu v'lo tassim kocha ben enechem. So that's lo tassim kocha is the reference to the pasuk. And it's for the banim, so banim lo banot. However, Rabbi Lazar says no nashim chayva b'korcha. The mitzvah applies to them. So why? Because it says ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem l'kecha. Am Kadosh Hashem, which is the next pasuk. Well, that's a chad anashim v'anashim. It seems to apply equally to both. That's a machloket. So the question is, what do each do with the other's proofs? So ma mekayim Rabbi Lazar banim b'shashi yisrael osim rotzon shomakom har kru banim u'bashe'ena yisrael osim rotzon shomakom einam kruim banim. The famous pasuk, the famous drashia, that when Am Yisrael are doing the rotzon Hashem, they're referred to as being banim. It's like banim atem Hashem lokechem, but it's not a miur of nashim from the pasuk. So the Maranat continues. Rav mafkid le'ilin debay Rav asi or ati or that's his name. There's a lot of gifts of what that word should be. Could be achai. It could be the different again gifts here. Says that Rav Havnuna mafkid lechavraya. He was instructed his talmidim. Paktum le'nasheichim ke'avu kaimel lamet when they're standing on lamet. By morning, the lo le'avim etalshim not to pull their hair out. Shalei v'le korcha. So clearly understands it sort of applies to women as well. Ad kamokuch, I think I skipped a bit. No, fine. The ad kama hi korcha. How much is would one have to pull out to violate the prohibition? Itani tani kolshu. Even a small amount that's considered anything that's considered balding. That's would be the violation. Vitani tani. I was something like gris the size of a bean. Now, why? From where? What's the basis of that? Manda ama mamashma korcha kolshu. The city that says it's a small amount. Well, that's the meaning the pasuk, any balding, no? Or man d'amar kegris nemar kan korcha v'ven lahalan by mitzaraat. It also the korcha. Now we haven't really discussed this much, but when it comes to tzaraat, there are lots of different types of tzaraat. Not just the white mark on the skin. Normally, it can be in boils, it can be on clothes, on a building, it can be a balding patch, if you like, within a beard. But here, the korcha there refers to on the bald part of the head. If a white mark comes, that's also going to be a type of tzaraat. But the minimum size of tzara'at is a gris. So ma korcha amar Allah halan ka gris. I've can't gris those. In other words, you learn that minimum shear from an other area where we know a shear that relates to korcha, if you like, and that is by tzara'at. Okay. Which is a gris. So Rav Yossi bar Mamal, kohenet mutar letzet l'chutzaretz. So kohenet allowed to go to chutzaretz, despite the fact we said when it comes to tumat chutz la'aretz, from the gzeira, and therefore kohen wouldn't be able to go. Pashut pshat, unless it was some heter of some sort. But women can. Ma'i tam, it says, emor ala kohenim. The whole issur of becoming tam emet applies to kohenim, not kohenot. Lo ala kohenot. Delo ken ma, so the man says, one second, without that, what would you have thought? Hu'il v'hi b'chlal gzeira lo tetzeh. Why would you think otherwise? Obviously, that if she's not mitzuvah to not become a tam emet, there's no isra on her. Why couldn't you go to chutz? What you think? Because the chachamim made a gzera about tumat chutzaretz, the kohenim can't go. Should apply to them as well. If you would say that nimtza docher parsha tumah, because the whole reason for the gzera of kohenim and not go to chutzar is because of tumah, which doesn't apply to them. So it's not because just they don't want kohenim and chutzaretz. And if you have the havamina to apply to women as well, you're going against the reason for the gzera, which is minat Torah, a kohenim not allowed to become a tamei emet and not women. Okay, let's continue now. So if you remember, this refers back to because the reason why Mishnah mentioned this is talk about waving, right? That certain mitzvahs don't apply to women, except for by sota that she would wave, and in nizira they would wave the korban. So this takes us back to Masechta Sota. It says as follows: Kohen, what would happen is she wouldn't wave her mincha offering on her own, but the kohen would place his hands underneath, and they'd do it together. Gemara says, "Ein adavar ki'ur," isn't it? Bit distasteful or something like that, that a man is put, under the hands of another woman. They're in contact, not married. They're not related to, related. It seems that there could be hihurim, there could be a problem. Gemara says no. They put a mapa in between. Gemara says like a cloth, but that doesn't work because of the chatzitza. So it says mevi kohen zaken. They just bring an elderly man who no longer has the desires. So the Gemara says, no, a filu kohen yelid, you can even bring a young kohen. Why? Ein yetzer hara matzui l'sha. At that moment, in that moment when they're doing this korban, the ema, and they're involved in the base mikdash and things like that, the yetzer is not going to be working on this individual. You don't need to worry. Okay, fine. So Tanya Reb Chiya, sota gidemet, what if a sota doesn't have hands? She lost her hands. Then what's interesting here, you still need two people to wave it. So it says, shnei konim minifin al yada. You get two kohanim. One holds it, one goes on hands, and the two kohanim are simulating, if you like, or doing, not simulating, or doing this minifah, even though she can't. Okay, so you still need two. Now, next Mishnah says, "Kol mitzvah she'enu tlu ba'aretz u'ge ba'aretz u'b'chutzaretz." Any mitzvah that's not dependent on land applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzaretz. Because she tlu ba'aretz, anything that's agriculture type of mitzvah, ain't no heged, only is no heged in Eretz Yisrael, chutz, except for orla v'hakilayim. And Rabbi Elazar said, "Af min achadash." So if you remember, we discussed this back in Masechta Orla. When it comes to orla, I mean the first 3 years of a tree's planting, you can't draw from its fruit. That we learn from halacha al-Moshe Sinai applies in Chutz La'aretz. And when it comes to kilayim or kilei kerem, meaning not planting wheat in a vineyard and the like, we discuss all the mitzvahs, all the halachas around that as well. Well, that also that is midrabban applies in Chutz La'aretz. And Rabbi Lazar says even the mitzvah chadash, if you remember, that is the new wheat or new produce, you cannot eat it before the omer is offered. That also applies to Chutz La'aretz. And remember when we discussed this back when you were doing Seder Moed, we said the complexities of places in the southern hemisphere, how that works, if you were being choshesh to Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. Okay, the Gemara says, kol mitzvah she'ena tlui ba'aretz. Why? It says, k'tiv, eilu ha'chukim tishmerun la'asot ba'aretz. Okay, well, actually, the full pasuk is not exactly that. It's So it seems to be the chugim mishpin you meant to do ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So ba'aretz and chayvim chayvim in Eretz Yisrael lasot ein atem chayvim bechutz aretz. The Gemara says adayin anu umrim mitzvot loy ba'aretz einanu ba'aretz ele ba'aretz. Yachol, if that's the case, maybe afilu mitzvot she'einu tlo ba'aretz, mitzvot that not depend on the land, loy enohet ele ba'aretz. Maybe all mitzvahs. They're not, even those that aren't dependent on land, not agricultural mitzvahs, then they should also only apply in Eretz Israel. Tamaloma, no. Look at your Kriyat Shema. He shemor lechem v'nit levavchem, v'charaf af v'chulei, v'samnit v'ray ele v'chulei. Meaning the two psukim one after the other, that you've got to be careful, shemor lechem v'nit levavchem, one pasuk, etc. In other words, the previous pasuk talks about that you've got to be careful, otherwise Hashem will get angry and kick you out of the land. And then the next pasuk, meaning you see that mitzvahs apply afilu golim, even if you're being exiled, something with ra'el alavchem and afshechem, the mitzvah still would continue to apply to you. Okay, besedah. Kol tov, have a good day.
This pasuk before is in this week's parsha. You know that unematem
Yes,
l'shem elokeichem lo segodedu, right?
yeah.
So the Sforna has a very interesting comment. He says, why is it that we are commanded not to be excessive in our
Availus.
avelis?
Yeah.
He says, if you are excessive, it means that you believe you have no one left in the world. The pasuk starts with bonim atim l'Hashem. Hashem is still here. He's actually the third partner in every person. As long as somebody is here who was original part with you, then you can't have the excessive avelis.
Yeah, fair. Very nice. Shkach. All right, have a good day. Thank you, Manav.
All right.